Hey guys, it's The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, episode 7. Let's talk about it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Our girl found this, Brianna. Oh, it's Fever. What is it called? Birthday Fever?
This is just called Fever. It's by Bez Cartel, I believe.
I love it because this is Birthday Fever in this episode. Yeah. I like it. Hey, guys. Welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's a girls' night tonight, and it's me and my lovely co-host, Cynthia.
Hi, everyone.
Tell them where you can find yourself.
You can find me on all my social media under Cynthia Nicole 5.
And I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV. And today, I have my very dear friend, Lauren Spirit, in-house. Couldn't think of anyone more fabulous to bring on and chat while our main host Thomas is on a trip in the Philippines, so you guys can follow him and travel him along his journey because it's going to be fabulous. And DJ Richie Sky is not here because he is on Bravo. And so if you guys would watch Stripped tonight, I'm pretty sure, right? It airs tonight.
Yeah.
So when you are watching this, go over to Bravo and watch our boy Richie on Stripped getting naked. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are
Good.
You?
Good. So how are you feeling about this episode?
I actually really like this episode.
Yeah.
I got to see fashion.
Super
boats,
fab. Yeah.
Like, you name it, I saw it. Oh. What about you, Jen?
I love it. Oh, my gosh. Lauren, we know. We love fabulosity.
We do. We really do. It was too fab. Too fab. Amazing.
So beautiful. It was a great, great show. Like, this is my favorite episode yet. And I want to dive right in just immediately. It's Erica and Kyle, and they're shopping at the original store that it's, what was it called? It's like Balmiche. And
cute.
It's so cute because that's the original store from Pretty Woman. And Erica is the real life Pretty Woman, as we know. How'd you feel about that scene?
I liked it. I just didn't know velvet, like the seasons. I love wearing velvet. I think it's such a classic piece. Like, mm-hmm. whether you wear shoes right now, like I've noticed that the mules, like the slip-in penny loafers, like the velvet shoes are really hot right now. And I was so glad that they brought in the velvet into it.
Oh, yeah. And it's Gucci everywhere.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, it's an interesting textile. I don't think it's a great thing to have that much. I think it should stay where it was, which was probably in the Goodwill bag. So.
Ooh, year-round. It's yeah. I guess it's debatable if you want to do it year-round. I feel like I would stop wearing it in March, but I just feel like I don't know. I'm all about it, though. I love that.
That's like the rule with white, too. They say that white is lovely. I love it.
I wear that all year. It
yes,
doesn't matter
I love
to
it.
Me. So Tom is doing well. Erica's taking care of her. We got a little bit of that, and I'm happy that we're getting updates, and she's just really taking care of him, it seems like. And Dorit and Erica finally have like this connection, finally, because I feel like we've all been waiting for it. She's kind of felt a little intimidated, I feel like, Dorit to Erica, and it's great that they're finally bonding.
Yeah, I just sometimes I feel like when you're trying to get close to women, I think if you get to know the person and take time and patience, you really learn more about the person. And I think Erica and Dorit, like, they just needed time to come together. And I love it. I'm loving that friendship. So I'm excited.
Lauren, how do you feel?
I'm definitely loving their matching jumpsuits from previous episodes. I just feel like they're so on point. They're young. They're hip. I mean, I want to be like them.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
They're just so cute. Mm-hmm. So Lisa, with her assistant, I feel like there was... We were listening to her talk, and she made a lot of good points about with the industry and 20-year-olds, and she really has thrived, done a lot that most people wouldn't do, talking probably about the Poise ads and all those things that she did. I just can say that I don't watch soaps, and I know who Lisa Rinna is.
Absolutely.
You know. So what do you feel?
I'm just excited for her career. I just feel like she has taken on so many roles. And to me, that is so empowering to see that you can do anything you want. It doesn't matter. Yeah. And that's like the greatest thing. I'm also loving that she's going to soap operas. I just want to know if she's going to be the villain.
No, she's always been in soaps.
Yeah. But like to see her again in
it. Yeah, what a role.
Yeah.
Yeah. She, I mean, she's been on for, I guess, 20 years or so.
Yeah.
And she's finally coming back. She came back once before, and it's a huge show. And I love how they showed the balance. They showed her work life, and also she's getting a dog. And it's like, oh my gosh, so cute.
Adorable Rottweiler.
Yeah. But yeah, like, Rottweiler. She's like, who's going to take care? I'll be the fairy godmother.
That was that was cute. I like that a lot. Yeah. So, I don't know, Teddy. Teddy and the horses. It was cute with Lisa Vanderpump. They were bonding. I like that. But... you know, Teddy started talking about that whole wrong glass thing, and you're talking to the wrong person if you don't want that to spread. So she tells LVP about the glass situation and how she's basically intimidated a little bit, I feel like. What do you guys think about that whole situation? Lauren, you go first.
It definitely needs to be talked about because it's urgent. So obviously Teddy's just in a different status quo than the rest of the girls, and I think she needs to kind of step up her own game to, you know, be acquainted with this type of crowd she's rolling with right now. So I put it on her.
You mean like get it together,
get educated about how you're serving people, you're a host, like you're hosting people. Yeah. Like don't like try to snicker someone for being, you know, true about how things should be properly done.
But she doesn't really care.
She like should. She's with this crew. She's Beverly Hills. I don't, it's, this isn't some random like suburb. This is Beverly Hills. This is the zip code.
Do you think that it's because her dad was famous and like she just had it easy, so she never had to be a part of any group because she already was?
I think it's more so that she just kind of refuses to conform to their type of lifestyle.
Okay.
And she just kind of needs to get with it. Like, come on. Come on, girl. Right. Jump on.
Yeah. Jump aboard.
Like, I actually went to a dinner party last weekend, and I personally did not know what silverware to use for the salad and the dessert, and I felt kind of embarrassed. So it made me want to take an etiquette course. But thankfully, the girl sitting next to me helped me. Aww. And so awesome to you, Cinnamon. But I kind of understand, like, where Teddy's coming from. And then I also think that Dorit, like, I don't think she said it to be mean or anything. Maybe she's trying to be light about it. But Teddy, I just wish she would just let it go and just kind of laugh about it. And, like, for the next party, just, you know, get your stuff together, right? I mean, and then let it go.
Well, Lisa, she's with Dorit when she goes through everything. And talking about Fabulosity, and Dorit is someone who is fabulous. She is doing the most, especially for her husband, the one she loves most. And she brings her girl, LVP, and I think that that's a good little pair to go looking at yachts and venues for her husband. Yes. Lauren, you said something that cracked me up, that PK was just kind of
counting the tab.
Yeah, yeah, like, because it's all going on him. And LVP made a
Range Rover, Rolls Royce.
Oh, yeah, the right. The amount should be between a Range Rover and the Rolls Royce. I mean, I kind of agree. If you have that money, I like it. I like that that's your price range.
Networking event also, you know, combo.
Yeah.
Let it slide.
Have fun. You know, you got the money, just do it. Why not? And especially for the man who does so much for so many people. And we saw, you know, not to jump ahead a little bit, but we saw a lot of emotion, which, you know, it means a lot. And so the venue itself, it was beautiful. What did you think about them just touring around, talking about creating the party, and just going through the process?
Well, first off, I love Marina Del Rey. It's like the most beautiful place ever. I'd like to go there. But
I used to work there it wasn't peaceful for me. So I used to
I go look at the boats and I don't know. I like to write there, whatever.
And for those of you who don't know, Marina Del Rey is like right next to Santa Monica. So it's just super close. It's about 20 minutes outside of LA.
Yes.
And 20 minutes outside of Beverly Hills, at least.
Yeah. So I think it was nice to see her and Lisa, you mm-hmm. know, talking and getting the party ready. And yeah. I think PK has been a great man to her, and he deserved that party. And I just loved, I loved it. I think it was fun to see them like that.
Yeah, yeah, I did too. I liked that, and it showed a little fun. I want some extravagance, you know what I yeah. mean? But they did talk about Teddy and the problem and everything like that. So that to me was... That's it's just,
I love the theme.
Yeah, beating yeah. a dead horse, but
I loved Lisa's fake fur though. I have to admit, I need to go to downtown to get one.
Oh yeah,
those was beautiful.
It's the alleys of downtown LA. Yes. If you guys don't know, it's wonderful. There's yes. Every Sunday they have a place where you can just go and shop and get things for super cheap that stores buy. So it's like wholesale. It's great.
Write that in my notes.
So let's go to the group chat really quick. Olga says, unfortunately, I think Teddy does care, no matter how strongly she denies it. Tabitha responds, you're right. If you have to keep saying you don't care, you probably do. Olga then says, she's like that kid in high school who tries so hard to convince you that they don't care about being a part of the cool crowd when everything they say and do is about the cool crowd.
Whoever that was, they're on point. I completely agree with them.
Yeah, Olga, we mm-hmm. understand. So Teddy and Kyle have lunch. Now, Kyle was a little late, and I think it's funny that Kyle mentioned that it's 20 minutes is like bad in LA that you can like walk out. I'm sorry, but LA traffic and parking and all of that, it takes a minute.
A minute, more like 30. An hour.
It'd take, yeah, yeah.
60 minutes.
60 minutes. What do you feel about that? I mean, 20 minutes, I wouldn't just jump up because
I thought she said 10 to 15.
10 to 15, right? That, was I it? Mean, no, she said 15 to 20 minutes. Oh. It's rude. Mm. Anything less than 10 to 15 minutes, I think that's a little bit much. But also then Teddy goes, well, LVP with the twin beds. I'd love to see that happening. That would be, or no, Teddy didn't say that. It was Mauricio, I think. I'd love to see LVP on a twin bed.
Oh, yeah.
The oh, gosh. That's so funny because it's true. You start getting that visual. Their husbands seem to bond.
Yes.
Which was cute.
Yes.
And just seeing that dynamic. I like that in this episode there were so many women that were just mixed together. You know, just two girls, like, hanging out and just, like, seeing the dynamics.
I like how they spoke Spanish, and I didn't know that Kyle spoke Spanish, oh. So that's muy bueno.
It was cute. Yeah, she speaks it well.
That. Yeah, uh-huh. I like seeing that.
So Dorit, then, is in her house talking about how PK cannot know that she is singing at his 50th birthday party with Boy George, and she's like, oh, I have to go shopping with him, which is a great excuse.
Great cover.
Great cover. And then they go and practice, and Erica's there with the beautiful and wonderful Mikey Minden, who also did the, you know, PCD, Pussycat Doll show, and has been guiding Erica.
He's great.
Oh, he's great. He's unbelievable. Yeah. How did you feel about that scene? I feel like it was just one of my favorites, I think.
I liked seeing them perform. I thought they both did a great job. I didn't know Dorit could sing, but she was like shaking it. That was my favorite part.
At the end, when she was actually doing it, yeah. or the testing trial.
Well, testing. I like
that because it was like you saw her go from one. You know,
she's
not
ready.
Yeah, she was ready.
She's
yeah.
ready to unleash a duo with Erica. In the near future. She's ready for that single with her. Oh, yeah. Oh, she totally, like, looks up to her, and I think that's great. It's a great yeah. friendship. Like, you learn from each other. You grow together.
Yeah, it's cute.
I'm really liking their friendship. I saw Erica supportive of her, and she, like, calmed her. Like, it was beautiful to see that. I like that.
They bonded over that car, yes. I think. Yes. When they had that orgasm together. That threesome with the car. But, you know, I like all that. I think that it's good to see the work and the family. I think that this episode really brought together so many different facets of all of them, showed all the ladies really well, and also dynamics and the glam and the money and everything we want to see. So for me, at this point, I'm like loving the show. And then we move into Kyle talking about how, you know, it's Kyle and Lisa talking about how they hate boats. And because of all the times that things have gone wrong on boats, you guys, and I didn't even realize that it was always on a boat.
Oh, yeah.
Always on a boat.
I get seasick. I can't.
Maybe that's what's happening. Yes. They're getting seasick and just fighting. Yes. Someone needs to get those compression rings so you don't get seasick. But I don't know. I thought that that was a great little moment with them. And then also you get to see Kyle's closet a little bit. You got to see the back. You saw her Gucci. Green Chanel. Oh, all the Gucci. Great Gucci. Yes. That is all stolen now. I was actually watching Watch What Happens Live with Richie, actually. Richie was on with Kyle, and she was talking about how everything was taken. Everything. She even had to borrow the earrings. So that's really sad. And if you watch our earlier episodes, I think it was the first or the second episode that we were talking about the robbery that happened with Kyle. So sad. Everything was ransacked. Wow. And actually, they've been reporting that Kyle, everyone was not home, but there was actually someone home. So that could have been super dangerous, but everything works out now. Yeah. Yikes. But great, great things in her closet. And I like the actual moving into like Dorit getting dressed and like seeing the dynamic with her and PK. And PK's like, this is a tuxedo. Yeah. We're going to dinner. Do you think that he kind of knew that something was up or no?
That's when he started thinking, okay, this is gonna cost me how much right now? We're obviously going somewhere super swanky, so.
With a bow tie.
Yeah, this isn't gonna be a homemade dinner.
Right.
For my wife.
Do you guys even care about getting ready? Like, are they, you know how like we like to like get glamorous?
PK would probably.
Tuxedo.
I mean, he should be standing there with the diamond. Yeah. Like, you know, he is a housewife. So I feel like he really should be, you know, I don't know. I feel like he's one of those people who would be down to just wear a tux at dinner. Like, he's like, okay, my wife's extra. I'm going to back her up. I'm going to be extra too. I like it.
Absolutely.
What do you think?
Yeah. He's regal. I mean, up echelon. He just carries himself very well.
And they're British. They're different culture.
The Brits. Yes. The Brits.
Yes, yes. And now they get to this dinner, which means the car to the helicopter. And as this is all happening, the girls are all going down this ramp to get to the boat and going to fall flat on their face. I'm so proud of the ladies who are not doing it.
Those are high heels.
Very high heels.
Like 8 inches, probably.
Now, the key is to do it backwards. You just walk backwards, and it works. Mm-hmm. I learned that from Vegas.
I was going to say, I learned that from the Hollywood Hills.
That too. Yeah. So, and everyone brings fur.
Yeah, that was ironic. Must be a flotation device under there, too. You know?
Yeah, and back to what you were saying about the $75.
$75. Yes.
Wow.
And it was beautiful.
Yeah, it was great. It looked real, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I definitely want one. So if you're watching, I would love to know where it's from.
Yeah. Oh, it's from the Alleys.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, so we're going to go there this Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah, we should.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Actually, we didn't talk about where you could find Lauren. You could find Lauren. She doesn't like to be found, but you guys follow her because it's really good. You could find her at Lauren_spirit at Twitter. And we're going to be going. I don't care. You should come too. Yeah. We should all go.
Yes.
And get these furs and
we'll
wear
buy
them.
One for Kyle. We'll drop it off at her house too.
Yeah, because she needs one.
She needs some stuff. We got her. We got you, girl.
And Camille's there. Love that. Party looks beautiful. The entire thing. But it's a mess of a travel situation. But it worked out between getting to the car, to the helicopter, to the boat, and then the second boat. It kind of went really smooth, you know? And it's one of those things where you'd think that you need some practice. She's just like, okay, PK, let's go. We're going over here. We're going over here. So that was nice to see. What did you think about the actual party? Loved the theme.
I loved it. Loved the James Bond theme. I love how there was some gambling. Mm. A good party always has a good little, you know, gamble mix in it. So
for sure. How about you?
I really liked Lisa Rinna. Her style, her outfit. She was very elegant. Like, I just, for like my look, what was your favorite look?
Oh, my favorite look. You know what?
Oh, I know.
What's your favorite?
Erica Jane.
Erica was? I didn't like the things in her hair.
I mean, once Lisa threw that fur on her, it was a game changer for me.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. You need the fur with it. So a mix of LVPs and Erica's my answer.
Mine's Lisa Rinna. I just like trial fan.
Lisa was the only one without a fur.
Yeah.
But she looked great.
Yeah, I liked her diamonds.
Very sleek.
Oh, diamonds. She looked great.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Finally, she's bringing out some diamonds because I feel like Lisa Rinna never brings out, like, the real glam.
Yeah.
She does a very subtle thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Loving it.
So now PK's crying. Everything's a mess, but it's adorable. I love it. You see a lot from PK. My heart opened up. I was like, wow. We finally get to see this man who's so... Before last season, he was just very harsh, I feel like, you know?
I liked seeing his family. That was so beautiful. And, like, just because they traveled so far. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were flying in, like, the day before.
It was very close.
I wonder how long the plane ride was.
It's
12 hours.
12 hours, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, well, from LA, though. LA and London, it's 12?
Mm-hmm, that's what Dorit said.
Oh, okay, yeah. Wow. I feel like that, yeah. I mean, everyone loves him, though. So the entire thing was adorable, and Dorit finally starts to sing, okay?
Yes.
And there were some awkward moments where I was cringing, but also I was so rooting for her, and it was amazing, though. I really liked it.
Yes.
I just love that Erica was, like, Regina George's mom, like, doing all the movements.
That was great.
So cute. What did you guys think of all that? The party, the fiesta, the performance, all of it.
I enjoyed it, but because of the glamour, I love seeing all of that. But I really like Dorit's performance, and she should probably start singing more. Maybe a
you
CD,
think?
Maybe.
Really?
Yeah, I really liked
you
it.
You really liked it. Dorit.
Yes.
You have a singing fan. Look at that. You guys, comment below and tell us if you're a fan or, you know, you're like, okay, I'm about it for the moment. You know, what do you guys think? What do you think?
I really wanted a Jessica Rabbit moment from her. I don't know. I loved everything she did. Mm-hmm. I just wanted more sultry, you know, in a gown, full-length gown, bright color. I feel like it would have brought more fever.
Fever.
Would have brought more fever to the song. You know, but otherwise, she did a great job.
Yeah.
Kudos. I mean,
oh,
takes
absolutely.
A lot of cojones to do that. So.
It takes a lot to do that. You know, it's not so easy like Erica would make it look.
Flawlessly.
Mm-hmm. I think it's something that she should start doing on the regular, even if it's just for PK. But Dorit pulls aside Teddy. Now, what's the verdict? You guys in the chat, I want to hear from you too. Is she drunk or not, Dorit? What is she doing talking to Teddy about this? Is it just like a producer saying, here, you know, what do you think?
I think she wanted to make a mess. Yeah. She was so stressed that she's finally relaxed and she's ready to take it out on something. A glass or two. She doesn't care. She's ready. Her boat.
I felt it was staged because
really?
I kind of saw Teddy giggle a little. Like, it was like a pause and she kind of giggled. And then, like, I don't know. I just felt like Dorit was not under the influence. But I just, that came out of left field for me. Like,
yeah.
I didn't think that she was going to bring it up there at something so magical.
It could be stress or it could be a producer or both. But it was great because I love that she called her a psycho bitch. She said psycho bitch. Like, wow, those are some big words for a situation that's old and it's not necessary. So I'm like, okay, these are harsh words. Something's happening.
Yeah, over just, you know, objects, two glasses.
Yeah, come on.
Water.
Oh, by the way, when Dorit was drinking the wine, or drinking glass of water, she's like, I just need a sip of water. And it was a wine glass. And I'm like, is that white wine? Go, girl.
I hope it was.
You guys, I want to hear, do you think it was wine or water? But yeah, Kyle pointed it out, too. She's like, I'm just going to drink this water in this wine glass.
It just must be straight vodka. These girls are crazy. That's what's going on
straight
there.
Straight vodka. Yeah.
They're going wild. The girls have gone wild. That's what happened.
The two Mean Girls references. The water was spiked by producers. I'm going to just put that. I'm just
guessing.
You know, guessing.
Just a little vodka water. Vodka can't hurt water. No one.
No, with a little lime, you can't taste that.
Maybe Sprite?
Sprite? No. I don't know. No. I don't think that sugar does it. I think there's a little more to that. But I'm looking over my notes. I feel like, yeah, oh, they mentioned etiquette. Is that just etiquette to know a glass? I mean, what do we feel about the glass situation? Cynthia, what do you feel?
Move on.
Okay.
Let go.
But do you think that it's a big deal about the glass not being in the correct, or the correct drink going in the glass? Just because of, there's a reason for it. You know, wine has to breathe, champagne, the bubbles. There's several different reasons. But is it as big of a deal as they're making?
I don't know. Coming like from my opinion, I'd say I don't really care what I drink out of. I'm just so blessed to be at a party. But if it's a big deal to Teddy and Dorit, then they need to just hash it out. And Dorit needs to teach her how to drink out of a glass.
Wonderful. Lauren?
I think that Teddy should just only drink barefoot wines. And call it a day, because the reason why these ladies are upset is because this expensive wine and champagne are going in the wrong glasses.
Yeah.
It's simple. You're making an expense, like, that doesn't need to be necessarily happening. She's going to ruin it. She's
bottle.
Just making a mess.
Making a mess. Well, next week it looks like there's going to be lots of messes. I'm excited about next week because I just feel like there's a lot that's going to go down. We don't have time for predictions, but I think we can all agree on that. And you guys, any final words for our show tonight? That's a girls' night. I hope you guys enjoyed.
It was fun. Thank
you.
It's
fun, yeah. Lauren Van Leeuwen, how do you feel?
Feel great.
Feeling great. Feeling great.
Go drink some water in a wine glass.
Yeah, I feel like that's what we have to do. You guys, cheers. Now, you can find me on Instagram at J.LeoneTV, and you can find me on Twitter at JenniferLeoneTV. Now, Cynthia, where can they find you?
You can find me on all social media under CynthiaNicole5.
Lauren Spirit on all social media platforms.
All right, take care, you guys. Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Adios.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.